Among the bishops attending the 13th Ordinary Assembly of the Synod of Bishops on the new evangelization for the transmission of the Christian faith is Cornelius Fontem Esua, Archbishop of Bamenda in Cameroon. He spoke to Father Moses Amungule about the synod.
I perfectly agree with the idea that the synod is not just for the Western Church. In other words, treating just a problem of secularization. But I think the synod is applicable for all the whole church because it's about time, and in the modern world, with a number of phenomena that are affecting us, immigration, globalization, and the tech, the media especially, that is making the world a global village, that we learn from one another how to tackle all these problems and how to proclaim the gospel in this particular new context. And that is why I think the church in Cameroon, being one of the young churches in the so-called mission world in Africa and Asia, has probably a lot to contribute because as a young church, we're supposed to be still full of a lot of enthusiasm. And we also have, call it a laity that is just also growing up, and therefore a laity that should look forward to all with anxiety of being truly church, truly part of the church as such, and not just observers. And thirdly, I think that as a young church, we have to use the methods of the new evangelization to proclaim in a way that will make us to avoid the problems of the old churches. And that's where I see that our contribution to this synod would be very important, in the sense that we shared our experiences with the older churches, how we are managing to bring the gospel to the different categories of our faithful.
Yes, Bishop, the Second Synod for Africa encouraged the exchange of gifts between particular churches. It is stressed that those with plenty could help those in need. What can the church in Cameroon offer to the Universal Church in the context of the new evangelization?
In the context of the new evangelization, for the last few years, especially since the first Special Assembly for Africa of the Synod of Bishops, the church in Cameroon has been trying to find out ways that they can continue the work of evangelization that was well begun by the missionaries, and to sustain it, sustain that momentum. And what we did, for example, in the church in Cameroon, and particularly in my ecclesiastical province, is that we took the as exhortation, Ecclesia in Africa, we studied it. We outlined the number of orientations that were provided by the synod, because the Holy Father tells us in one at the end of the exhortation that what he presents to us should become now turned into, call it, a pastoral plan. And so what we did was we analyzed it into various aspects of the work of evangelization. So we had major topics to treat, and we studied how our laity could, all of them, participate in this work of evangelization by using their talents, their charisms in the church. And what we did was we decided to use the small Christian communities as a pattern, a pastoral approach, and within which the Christians know one another, they live together, they share the gospel, and they, knowing one another, knowing the capacities of one another, they invite the different members of the community to play a specific role in one of the aspects of evangelization. We call this pastoral commissions, and we have built our church on the basis of the small Christian communities on the parish from the which make up the parishes. Then from the parish we go to the deanery level, where we have representatives of the parishes, and then we go to the diocesan level where we have the representatives of the deaneries. In that way, we have a diocesan pastoral council, which is based on the deanery pastoral councils, and the deanery pastoral councils are based on the parish pastoral councils, and the pastoral councils are based on representatives from the small Christian communities and the mission stations. I think that is an approach that invites, you know, everybody to participate in the work of evangelization, and at the same time invites everybody to collaborate with one another in the work of evangelization. I personally think this is an approach that the rest of the church can benefit from, whether we are in the area of, call it primary evangelization, because small Christian communities in the context of primary evangelization make it possible for all the new Christians, the neophytes, to live in community, to understand that the church is family, family of the people of God. That was a specific contribution of the first African Synod. And in that family, everybody has a role to play. And in that family, there's no distinction of tribe or of culture and rest. So already from the small level of the small Christian communities, we build up a certain solidarity where the members evangelize themselves and help to evangelize others. And I think the West or the church, the older churches need this, because the paradox is that we have collectivity. We have big towns where the people are Christians, but they are individuals, and they consider religion as an individual affair, their individual relationship with God. And very often when they play a particular role in the work of evangelization, they play as individuals, people who are offering their services, but they do not play it as members of the family or members of a body which who have to work, who have to function so that the rest of the body functions well, lives well. And I think the small Christian communities has a lot to offer in the context of the new evangelization.
What can the church in Cameroon receive from the Universal Church in the context of new evangelization? Because we're talking of giving and receiving at the same time.
I think we are receiving a lot. The Synod is a school. We learn from the experiences of one another what is happening in Asia, what is happening in America or in South America, what is happening in Europe, how they're all grappling with the problems of trying to bring the gospel to others. I think that is the first thing we learn. We learn from the experience of the particular churches, and that enriches all of us. Secondly, especially from Europe, we learn how they are tackling the problem of secularization, because we are already getting the effect of secularization. Our young people are no longer as fervent as they were a few years ago, and they are being distracted today by, you know, the want to earn a good living, the want to, you know, live in a modern way, and therefore they are distracted, and they think that the church should wait a little bit. And in that context, they are drifting away from the church. And we would learn from Europe what they are doing in order, especially to re-evangelize those who are leaving the church. That would help us a lot in order to be able to already start tackling the problems that are for us still new, and for them, they are already there. And I think that is wonderful. And a third thing that I think we can learn, the use of the media. You know, the African Synod spoke about the use of the media and to evangelize and to use the media for evangelization. Well, as you know, today the world is becoming a global village because of the media. And the media is playing a very important role here. I mean, a number of fathers spoke about the media language, which for us is still a new language. And I think for me it's a very interesting aspect of it. the media language, how to use the media, what language to speak, especially to captivate all these young people, you know, who think, or people who have no more time to read or to sit down. It's a world that is changing, and they're grappling with it, and I think their experience would be of great help to us for that, you know, getting the new evangelization work from that point of view. And of course, you know, the economic, you know, aspect of it. You cannot evangelize without the means. And we are a young church, and therefore we are still trying to create our own potentials. And I think the churches in Europe, they can help us from that point of view. One of the Synod Fathers was talking about solidarity also in creating means that would help the poorer churches in order to tackle the problems of evangelization. And if we are able to tackle those problems now, for example, in the formation of priests, the formation of our laity and the rest, we shall, on the other hand, be of assistance to the other churches that do not have, for example, enough priests or enough personnel. And I think that collaboration from the solidarity with the countries that have the means would, on the other hand, pay, because they would also be sharing from us about with the resources that we do have that they do not have as well.